I'm Zachary Turner. The U.S. Forest Service fired thousands of workers during the past week, including firefighters, biologists, and disaster recovery experts. Many were directly involved in Western North Carolina recovery efforts after Helene. Here's the report. Early this week, the U.S. Forest Service's Jennifer Bunty received this email.
The agency finds, based on your performance, that you have not demonstrated that your further employment at the agency would be in the public interest. For this reason, the agency informs you that the agency is removing you from your position with the agency and the Federal Civil Service effective immediately.
Many probationary workers who were fired received the same message. Bunty had never received any reprimands for her work.
I kind of laughed as I was packing up my desk because I packed up two awards that I've won.
The layoffs come as a major blow to an agency that was already underfunded and understaffed, according to National Wildlife Refuge Association CEO Desiree Sorensen-Groves. At the time of her firing, Bunty was working on distributing disaster aid funds to projects in Western North Carolina. That includes rebuilding roads and bridges that connect to homes.
That's the piece that sort of sits on me, like sits in my gut right now, is that these people have been through hell in Western North Carolina, and they just keep waiting for help to come. And as soon as we thought, like, okay, yeah, we're going to get this, and we're going to be able to get this work done, now this.
The Forest Service wasn't alone in laying off thousands of workers. The Department of Veterans Affairs, Education Department, Energy Department, and others have made deep cuts.
A lot of us are really unclear on where our benefits lie. I can't access any information about my benefits and my whole family. My children are on my medical benefits.
Bloomberg Law reported that the U.S. Forest Service has fired over 3,000 workers in the last week. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.